Torchwood, Another Life. Written by Peter Angelides. Abridged by Joseph Lister. Read by John Barrowman.
Jack Harkness stood by the corpse. He tilted his head up towards the blue afternoon sky. What do you see? She studied the body. It lay half on the pavement and half in the gutter, legs folded over to one side, arms splayed out at shoulder height. The back of the head had leaked blood and brains into the roadway and wetted the otherwise dried mud that caked the nearby drain. Same cause of death as the others, she said. Look again. Gwen took a broader view of the alley. This is a new location, still out of the way, secluded, but further into town. He dropped his gaze and his pale blue eyes stared directly at her. Look again. Time of death must be early this morning. He clucked his tongue. Let's leave that for Owen to decide at the autopsy. Now look again. Gwen stooped for a closer examination. She remembered where she'd seen this kid before. He'd been selling magazines by the market. He was one of the badge vendors who cheerfully cajoled shoppers to part with their money, and who didn't scowl even when the passers-by gave him the finger instead of cash. And now here he lay, dead, in a grubby back alley and splot. Someone or something had extinguished that lively look in his eyes by crushing the back of his skull, crushing it so completely, Gwen already knew, that when they turned him over, they would be able to see the cracked remains of his top vertebrae. Youngster, Jack nodded, satisfied. Won't be so hard for Tosh to cover up, because he won't be missed. He will be missed. Gwen was surprised how angry she felt about it. He'll be missed by me.